Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about an amazing few verses from Ephesians chapter 3. I want to talk to you about the dimensions of God's love. And we're going to read Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17, 18, and 19, where we read, "That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." This was part of a wonderful prayer that Paul prayed for the Ephesians. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, Paul gave us more than an eloquent prayer. In a special way, this prayer reveals what God wants for his people. Here's one small nugget from this glorious prayer. In verse 18, Paul prayed that believers would know the dimensions of the love of Christ, the width and length and depth and height. This means that the love of Jesus has dimensions, and it can be measured. It is a solid, substantial thing. It's not merely a beautiful fiction, a sentimental belief, a philosophical theory. No, the love of Jesus is a measurable fact. The love of Jesus has width. You can see how wide a river is by noticing how much it covers over. God's river of love is so wide that it covers over my sin and over every circumstance of my life so that all things work together for good. When I doubt his forgiveness or his providence, I am narrowing the mighty river of God's love. His love is as wide as the world, as John 3:16 tells us. The love of Jesus has length. When considering the length of God's love, ask yourself, when did the love of God start towards me? How long will it continue? These truths measure the length of God's love. In Jeremiah 31:3, God said, "Yes, I've loved you with an everlasting love." Then the love of Jesus has depth. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8 tells us how deep the love of Jesus goes. It says, "He humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross." You can't go lower than the death of the cross. And that's how deep the love of Jesus is for us. The love of Jesus has height. To see the height of God's love, ask yourself, how high does it lift us? The love of Jesus lifts the believer to heavenly places where they are seated with Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6 says that he's made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Can we really comprehend the width and length and depth and height of God's love? To come to any understanding of the dimensions of God's love, we must come to the cross. You know, the cross pointed in four ways, essentially in every direction. Because God's love is wide enough to include the whole world. God's love is long enough to last through all eternity. God's love is deep enough to reach the worst sinner. And God's love is high enough to take his people to heaven. Dear friend, look to Jesus Christ and his cross and live in all the dimensions of God's love.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.